You know, you're in here almost every day after work, typing away. At first, I thought you were just a workaholic who couldn't leave work at work. But there's a curious lack of spreadsheets and emails. Sorry, just tell me to shut up if I'm bothering you. I just thought, cute guy, hammering away at his keyboard. I should shoot my shot. Or at least find out what you're working on. I've been watching you type for weeks, and I'm desperate to know. Novel? Poetry? The next great blockbuster screenplay. Oh, script. Cool. No hints on the plot? Okay, keep your secrets, man of mystery. I dabble at acting myself. Ex-theater kid, you know how it goes. I've got a real job to pay the bills. And then whenever I've got some free time, I try and keep my hand in. I think telling, writing, performing stories is important. Any kind of stories, really. It's what makes us human. So, yeah, I think what you're doing is neat. Even if you're writing porn. holy shit, I'm sorry. Here, come. Let me get you some napkins. It didn't get on your laptop, did it? Okay, good. Did not mean to embarrass or shock you or anything. I just have what my ex calls a peculiar and perverse sense of humor. I sometimes forget that most functional adults do not make jokes about adult entertainment in crowded cafes. Can I get you a refill? I insist. Please. Okay, great. I'll be right back. Here you go. Sorry about that whole thing. I'll just, finish my drink in silence and never come to this cafe again. Maybe move across town just in case. Someone's blowing up. On Reddit. I recognize the logo on the notifications. Careful, don't spill that one too. I didn't even say anything that time. Wait, did Reddit fluster you? What subreddits are you on? Look at all those Redditors leaving notes on your post. F4M script offer. Calm down. Your secret is safe with me. After all, I know what it means, don't I? Like I said, I do a little acting. A little voice acting. Do I sound suspiciously familiar? Come on, what's your username? I bet I've seen your scripts if you're blowing up like that. Oh. Look, yes, I've read your stuff. No, I don't hate it. Let me finish. I think your dialogue is incredible, really clever. And the scenarios are fun and unique. And they seem to really connect with the target audience, men. Look how your phone is blowing up. You're great. But it just all seems to explore the fantasy of the always ready woman, which is just that, a fantasy. I think I just prefer scripts where the female characters are a bit more real. Sorry, that's my peculiar and perverse sense of humor again. I'll leave you to your coffee and writing. Well, it was nice to meet another one of us in the wild, I guess. Small world. Keep up the good work.
Can I get a to-go cup for this? Thank you.
Oh, did I forget something? Really? Well, good on you for welcoming critique. That's rare. Yeah, I thought you might want to relocate for this. Let's go. It's a little weird that you write in public when you live so close by. Is it something about the potential threat of being caught makes you write a bit faster? Man, you have got to work on your tells. I can't believe I'm the first person to catch you if you're so not subtle. What are we talking about here anyway? Script notes or script notes? I'm down for either. Like I said, you're cute. But I just want to know what I'm getting into here. Ugh, careful there, Butterfingers. You almost dropped your laptop. Look, either way, here's the rules. I'm in charge. I'm not going to bother if you're just gonna argue why you're right, or defend your style, or whatever. But if you are authentically open to what knowledge I have to offer and how I offer it, then I'm your girl. Sound good? Great. This you? Nice place. Okay. Put your laptop down somewhere safe. You've almost killed it like 3 times today. So, people with vaginas cannot have a penetrative sex 30 seconds after the word go. And it is totally cool if you want to write about a magical world where this isn't true. What you and I both do is all about fantasy after all. But if you want to add a little realism, you've got to add more foreplay, my dude. And if we are gonna do metaphorical script notes here, I'm not gonna stand for substandard foreplay. Capiche? What do you say? Are you willing to follow my script today? Well, I like your enthusiasm, at least. Take off your shirt and let me see what I'm working with. Oh, that body and face. Once you know how to treat a pussy right, you'll be unstoppable. Come here, lover boy. That's good. 99% of this is lips and fingers. Kiss, lick, and suck. But also put that vocabulary to work, Mr. Writer. You know how to get guys off with your words. But time to do that for me. Compliment me. Tell me what I do to you. Tell me what you want to do to me. That's it. Put your lips on my neck, right under my ear, and whisper. Make me shiver. Make me want to say yes to everything you want. Yes, God. Quick learner. Put your hands at my waist. pull me into you and just tease your fingers over my waistband, under my shirt. You'll get your hands on my tits eventually. Don't worry, but you gotta work your way up to it first. Unlike your heroines, you try and put your cock in me right now, you'll get a friction burn. Doesn't mean I hate it or don't want it. I do. It's just gonna take a little concerted effort to get me there, and it will every time. Learn to love anticipation. Put a little tally in the win column for each shiver, each caught breath, every involuntary movement. There is a place for more frantic, grabbing, acrobatic prologue as well. But there's still got to be foreplay. Grab her tits and ass if she's into it, but warm her up by making her grind against your thigh and bite her ear and tell her she's a dirty girl. She'll let you know when you can get your dick wet. I, however, am a classy bitch who needs all the time and effort you've got. There we go. Inch those fingers up. Achingly, slowly, tease me, make me beg you to go faster, draw my shirt up over my head like you're afraid it'll explode if you go too fast. Don't just get handsy, use your mouth. A girl likes to feel worshipped. God, yeah. Suck and lick my nipples. Flick or pinch the one your mouth isn't on. Fuck. Hold on. Sit down. Oh, I needed to sit down before I fell down. Plus, this puts your mouth at just the right height. And God, I wanted your thigh between my legs. Yeah. You know about the clit, right? Oh, thank God. Some dudes don't. I just need a little bit of pressure at this stage. Oh, and rocking against your thigh. Oh, it's perfect. Yeah. Oh, keep sucking. How are you doing right now? Feels like you're filling out your jeans a little more. Can I give it a little feel? Or would that be too much? Can't wait to make its acquaintance. Feels nice already, even through your jeans. And with my hand on it, your sucking has gotten even more enthusiastic. Good boy. You like that? I think you like being told what to do and doing it. Good boy. You spend so much time writing all those scripts, having to figure out everything that happens, and you want to sit back and let someone else decide for a change, don't you? Well, fortunately for you, I'm good at improv too. Your mouth is so good on my breasts. Will you put it on my cunt? Too soon for your cock yet, but my God, I would love your tongue down there, getting me wet that much faster. That's what I like to hear. No, don't just go for it. Remember, tease me. Make me desperate. Run your fingers gently up my legs and make me part them for you. Ask me to let you in. Tell me how much you want to drink me up. Let those fingers ease up below my skirt and then just inch my panties down over my hips. Oh, God, yes. Now, push my legs wide for you. Look at me clench at nothing, wanting you. Just the way you look at me is turning me on. But touch me. Just your fingertips. Fuck. Christ, that feels so good. But see, not wet enough yet. Need a bit more from you. Be brave, good boy, and put your tongue where your fingers are. There you go. Be gentle, but confident. Give it a little kiss. Go on, like you're kissing it deeply. Lips and tongue moving, sucking a little. Oh, shit, there you go. Oh my God. Good boy. Good boy. Get messy. Make me wet. Make me wet for your cock. That's it. Yeah, just like that. Oh, fuck. Yeah, just like that. Good boy. Good boy. You feel so fucking good. Oh, gonna pull at your hair. Is that alright? Oh, fuck. Yeah, look inside me. Stretch me out with your tongue. That's good. That's so fucking good. Ah, oh, finger. Can you slide one finger inside me? Oh, yeah. Yeah, fuck. See how well you're doing? See how slick this got me? Give me another and stretch me out for you. Oh, yeah, fuck. In and out. Slow and deep. Curl them a little right behind my pelvis. Oh my god, you did so well. Plenty slick now, aren't I? Made a mess of you. Alright, now you can get your cock out. Should have had you run a stopwatch to see how much time you need to fill in your scripts. Safety first. Good boy. I'm always prepared. You want me to put it on you? Make sure you're nice and hard for me. Your wish is my command. Oh, what a nice cock you have. Can't wait to have it stretching me open now that I'm ready for it. Ah. There you go, wrapped and ready. Fuck me. Nice and slow at first. I have to get used to you. Oh, God. Oh, that's good. Oh, any earlier and this would have been terrible. But now, fuck. Put your fingers on my clit again. Rub in time with your thrusts. Oh God, just like that. Oh, yeah, you can go faster now. I'm ready for you. Yeah, so good. You're so good. Oh, fuck. Yeah, Are you close? Fuck it. Rub harder. Get me there. Good boy. Good boy. Come at me. You deserve it. You've done so well. Come on. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. That's it. Come for me. That was incredible. You were so good. You took instruction so well. I can't wait to read your next script. If it's good, I'll record it. And if it's really good, next time you can tell me what to do. Mm-hmm.